Biden resettles over 146,000 border crossers across U.S. in first year. By John Binder on March 4, 2022. In his first year in office, President Joe Biden resettled more than 146,000 young border crossers across the United States, a foreign population more than twice the size of Portland, Maine, and larger than Charleston, South Carolina. The data comes from the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, after Representative Andy Biggs, R. Oz, inquired about the unaccompanied alien children, UACs, program where thousands of young border crossers arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border and are subsequently resettled in American communities with American taxpayer money. From January 20, 2021, to February 7, 2022, the Biden administration has resettled 146,248 young border crossers with sponsors, nearly 20,000 of which HHS has lost track of. While about 128,000 of those young border crossers have been resettled with either parents, siblings, cousins, aunts, or uncles, HHS officials said nearly 18,000 have been placed with sponsors that are unrelated to them or are distant relatives. Stephen Miller, head of America First Legal and a senior advisor to former President Trump, said a number of the major takeaways from the HHS data include the agency's state goal of permanently resettling young border crossers in American communities and the failure to verify whether sponsors are illegal aliens themselves. As Breitbart News's Neil Monroe reports, the young border crossers are typically smuggled across the southern border while coyotes are paid by relatives living in the U.S. in New York City, New York. The smuggling operation has flooded the U.S. labor market with so many foreign workers, often illegal aliens, that many are struggling to find jobs to pay off the debts. The UAC pipeline is only one component of illegal immigration to the U.S. Within only a few months of 2021, the Biden administration had released more than 530,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Many will be aided by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that will provide them with legal services to fight their deportations. In January alone, Biden released into the U.S. interior more than 62,500 border crossers and illegal aliens, a foreign population more than twice the size of Princeton, New Jersey, nearly twice the size of Lexington, Massachusetts, and more than six times the size of Jackson, Wyoming. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.